7. "So that's why you phoned me," Dick said. "Yes," Jesse said. Jesse sat back in the chair opposite Dick's, who was drinking a mug of coffee. "Because you almost got wasted?" "Yes." "And you almost got wasted because?" "Something about the look in that woman's eyes. They seemed so violated." "Was there anything else?" "The phone call." "You were upset by Kronjager's call?"
"I might have been."
"And you wanted to discuss it with me?"
"Yes."
"If we're going to get anywhere, you'll have to stop giving me one-word answers," Dick said. "You're asking questions that only require one-word answers." "Is this going to be as hard as I think it'll be?"
"Maybe," Jesse said.
"Okay. What exactly was it about Kronjager's call that upset you?"
"When I took down this Rollo Nurse character, I was in terrible shape. Jen was fucking Elliot. I'd moved out of my house. I was drinking heavily."
"And?"
"And I took it out on Rollo Nurse."
"You hurt him?"
"Badly. Don't get me wrong. He was an arrogant son of a bitch. I didn't like him. At first sight, I didn't like him. So when he gave me all this attitude and refused to obey my commands, I decked him."
"With your fist?"
"With my fist and the butt end of my pistol."
"You mean you hit him in the head with your pistol?" Dick said.
"Yes."
"More than once?"
"3 times. I'm pretty certain that I fractured his skull." Dix didn't say anything. "I did fracture his skull, okay? I could hear it. I can still hear it. I was wasted, and I exercised no restraint."
"What did the doctors say?"
"That he might not fully recover, that he might suffer residual damage."
"Such as?" Dick said.
"Headaches, lapses in memory, dementia."
"How did that make you feel?"
"At the time, I felt nothing. Later, I began to feel guilty," Jesse said.
"Guilty for?"
"For wasting some piece of detritus who perhaps deserved better."
"And if you had to do it all over again?"
"I'm afraid that if he shows up here and starts acting cute, I might have to kill him."
"And you want me to do what for you?" Dick said.
"Help me to exercise restraint."
"Because?"
"Because I'm not certain I'll be able to control myself."
"Because?"
"Because he's a shitbag."
Dix didn't say anything.
"Despite the fact that I hurt him, and that my reasons for hurting him were more related to my own issues than to his, it worries me that this thing still isn't over, and that in all likelihood, I'm going to have to kill him."
"And?" Dix said.
"And, in an odd way, I'm looking forward to it."